Hi everyone, and welcome back to Walk with Bex. Let's do a very brief update before I get into this episode, as I know in my previous one, it was a little bit somber, shall we say, and I was sharing with you all how overwhelmed I was feeling and expressing how to overcome overwhelm, whilst all the while I was still struggling with it myself. Well, things are still pretty manic, but changes on the horizon, including changes to the podcast, which I'm very excited about. I've had several discussions and calls with other people, like respected coaches, business owners, and a company that I'm going to be working with moving forward for fitness coaching. And all of these discussions and realizations and kind of changes that I want to implement have allowed me to really get clear on my vision for my business moving forward with all the different platforms and avenues, but more so my coaching business, which is my primary business, and how I streamline things better and allow for a better service without impacting my own personal time and bring me to a point of burnout, which I'm very close to reaching right now. So in short, here are the updates. Coaching wise, I'm moving all of my fitness coaching clients onto a brand new platform. The platform is run by a company called OneFit UK, and I am extremely excited about this. I'm nervous because it's going to take a lot of work to transfer everybody over, but I know this platform is going to streamline things for me at the back end when it comes to check-ins, setting up plans, setting up new clients, but also going to be amazing for my clients because they're going to have a whole app where they can access everything, do all of their check-ins, access their training, nutrition plans, log all of their lifts, analyze their progress, track everything. So that's coming very, very soon. Business mentoring wise, I've moved all of my current one-to-one business clients who I have calls with weekly onto Mondays, which frees up my Tuesday and allows for me to open up consult calls, which is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. For those that are interested in business mentoring but not sure how to get started, or want to just book in with a call for me and just really help me assess their business and give them some quick things that they can implement immediately, which will make a massive difference. I've also switched all of my Wednesday client check-ins onto Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, which frees up my Wednesday for more kind of business time, admin time, and to be able to do something different with this podcast, which I'm excited about. My YouTube will be continuing as normal. I've had a lot of feedback on my videos, and you know, the subscribers and followers and people that watch my videos are really appreciative of me sharing the whole journey, you know, not just the prep series, but everything that I'm doing now. So I'm going to continue with that. But this podcast, as I mentioned, is moving and changing. It's going to be in a studio and filmed with special guests from July onwards. I have been wanting to do this for a very long time, but I just didn't know how to start. I did in my old villa, set up a podcast studio. I have two cameras, I have two mics, I've got all the lighting, but it just never really took off because I didn't have the time, and the thought of editing everything was just too tough. So I thought, let me see what I can research here in Dubai, and there is a studio that does everything for you. So I can finally start doing that from the end of July onwards. So we're now on like, what, episode 98? I'm going to do another one of these episodes, episode 99, but from 100, it's going to be live in a studio with special guests, all talking about mindset development, because Walk with Bex has always been that. And I have a whole list of special guests that I want to invite on this. So all of these things combined will allow me to continue showing up the best version of myself and evolve all of the areas of my business without me having to do an awful lot more, which is why I think I was feeling so stressed out. Things will get easier over time. Yes, there's a lot of work to do at the start, but I feel like it's going to really put things in motion and elevate my business to where I want to take it without me feeling massively overwhelmed, stressed, or reaching burnout. So the next couple of weeks are going to be manic for sure, but I'm here for it. I can handle it. And once we hit the end of July, moving into August, I'm confident that things are going to be a lot better and easier to manage. And that's why I want to get into this theme of showing up, because you hear it all the time in the fitness industry, especially when it comes to things like prep, like you need to show up, you need to keep going and not quit when you find it tough. And when it comes to prep, I can totally relate to this. And I actually kind of Googled it and I found like a motivational speech about what you do when you feel like quitting when you're on prep. And I can totally relate to all of these things. And so it goes like this. When you feel like quitting, remember, oh, I don't know why I said it like that. When you feel like quitting, remember all of those who said that you'd fail. When you feel like giving up, remember why you started. When you feel like quitting, remember what you're doing it all for. And when you feel like quitting, remember pain is only temporary. I think all of these things are relevant to how I'm feeling right now with business too. And greatness lasts forever. And when you feel like quitting, remember that the pain you feel today will be replaced with the strength you need tomorrow. Remember that every ounce of pain you feel is building a stronger version of you, a stronger body, a stronger mind, and a stronger character. So push through the pain. Don't let it stop you. Force it to grow you. Don't back down from the pain. Face it. Feel no pain. There is no pain. That painful last rep, that's nothing. Give me more. Push harder. Too tired, too hard, too busy, too early, too stressed. No excuses. Too tired, no excuses. Too hard, no excuses. Too busy, no excuses. Too early, no excuses. Too stressed, no excuses. When I feel like quitting, I remember there's too many people I need to prove wrong. When I feel like quitting, I remember I have too much to fight for. I will not quit. Sleep-ins, lie-ins, they're for grandmas. I'm up, I'm ready to go. Quitting, that's for those who have no heart. I do not quit. Your greatness, your greatest physique, your greatest health, your greatest strength, it doesn't come with average effort. If you want average results, keep rocking up and giving average effort. If you want to be at your best, you will have to give your best effort. Make an oath to yourself now that you will not walk out of any training session, any cardio session, anything without giving 110% of your soul. Whatever you think is your limit, push past it. Whatever you think is your max, see it that you can get 10% more out of it. Results don't lie. It all comes down to one simple question. How bad do you want it? And when you feel like quitting, give me 10 more. Nothing great is going to come if you quit. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. I know it seems impossible, but you must keep going. Stick it out and get your end reward. Now that is like, that anyone that's on prep right now listening to that, I hope it gets you fired up. But I can totally relate to that when it comes to prep, and I'm not a quitter. I always see it through. But so many of these things now are relevant to showing up for yourself, for your business, and showing up for yourself mentally and physically too. And so I wanted to insert that into this podcast episode because I feel like it is relevant. You know, showing up for your business is many of these things. It's non-negotiable. And even when it's tough, you still have to show up. And you know that it's always going to result when, or should I say, it's always going to have the best result when you put the most amount of effort in, you know? But when you are showing up for your business, it can feel at times like you're on a never-ending treadmill. You never get to the end because you're always evolving your business. The tasks are ongoing. You keep plowing through the days. Each day has its unique tasks. And there's never a day where you stop and think, oh, just breathe. You know, this is what people call a chill day, but this is the reality of running a business. There's no real off switch, to be honest. And I'm recording this podcast episode now on a Sunday, which is a very busy work day for me. The only kind of chill time I have is like a Saturday afternoon. But even then, you know, I'm still vlogging for YouTube. I'm still on my phone on WhatsApp to my prep clients who were weeks out from their shows. So I think I really want to get into why it's important to keep showing up. You know, there's a saying that goes, 80% of your success in life is just showing up. And this is so true. Like, showing up can lead to success by enabling you to reach your fullest potential. It's a powerful habit that will serve you. And that's what I think is really key. It's a habit. People always ask me, Bex, how do you keep showing up? I'm like, that's just a non-negotiable for me. I've drilled it into myself to keep showing up. And I know that when I do this, I'm able to achieve my goals and live a happier, longer life. But what does showing up really mean? Showing up really means to be present in more ways than one. It's about appearing consistently for the things that matter. This can be showing up at work by making an effort to grow, showing up for your family by listening to them, showing up for yourself, by pursuing your own personal goals. It also means being present and living in the moment too. You know, you take things one day at a time when you're showing up. The idea is that it's better to take the smallest step you can than take no step at all. And here are just some of the ways that you can show up and enhance your life, and some of the ways that I show up consistently. So firstly, focus on the process over the outcome, always. Showing up encompasses the philosophy of acceptance. Like, when you commit to showing up in life, whether it's by writing a post for Instagram or making a call to a client, dropping them a message, you accept any outcome that happens. In other words, you focus on doing the job and taking the right steps towards your goal. You remain open and accepting of the result of your actions and just do the best work that you can. So it's being in that process is showing up. The other thing is better performance. Like, when you're focused on process or a task, you're more present in that process or that task, and you can pour your energy into this task at hand or into interacting with your fellow human beings, clients, family members. You're not under pressure to achieve a specific goal, so you'll experience less stress and your performance will actually increase and soar. For example, if you are, let's say, at work, your job is to give sales pitches, and you center your attention on interacting with the prospect rather than the end goal of signing them up, let's say, you're going to give a stronger sales pitch since you're not obsessing over winning that particular client for that sales pitch. You're focused on being in the present moment with them. So your performance is way, way better. And this is true of other areas of your life. You know, if you focus on better performance across different areas of your life, you'll also see greater success in everything else you do. When you are showing up, you move from setbacks more easily, 100%. You know, setbacks don't matter when you're dedicated to showing up in life. No matter what happens, you'll keep pursuing your goals, making changes, and just continuing to show up. Because again, it's a non-negotiable and it's a habit. This attitude will enable you to recover from obstacles in your path far, far quicker and move very quickly to the next opportunity. When you show up, you create more opportunities. Being in the right place at the right time is also key to success. When you show up consistently in small ways, you create more chances that you're in the right place when opportunities appear. When you keep looking for the right job or finding clients for your new business, showing up will just drive you to find the opportunity that you want. When you show up, you can build new and effective habits. And if you haven't read the book Atomic Habits, I highly recommend it by James Clear, because in this he talks about creating new habits and that you need to start by working on your own personal identity first. Every time you show up to create a new habit, you cast a vote towards your identity and who you want to be. For example, if you want to grow your business, every time you send an email or you make a call to a client or you do a post for Instagram, you become a better business person because you're constantly showing up for the thing that you're trying to achieve and the person that you want to become. The key is not to be perfect, but to simply show up. When you take even the smallest step towards building this new habit, you can 100% shape your life. So the next time you think about skipping an online course or not posting on Instagram or not showing up on your story, I think it's important for you to understand, just take a minute and be like, what is this going to do in this moment now? And how is this going to contribute to the person that I want to become? And you are able then to reduce your resistance to building this habit over time. You actually consolidate it and make it a stronger habit because these new habits become part of what you do on the daily. Like I said, for me, all of these things are habits now. When you show up, you create a fulfilling life for yourself because showing up is a small but incredibly powerful action. Even in relationships with your friends and your loved ones, you know, it's most important to be there for them and show up for them than to perform grand gestures. It's the small things that matter and the small things that are most fulfilling and make your life more meaningful. So if you can make showing up the attitude of your life when you take the first step towards achieving an important goal, the rest of your journey won't seem so daunting. You'll feel more confident and go after things in life that bring you joy because you've already got this mindset of just showing up. So how does this specifically relate to business and something like online coaching? Well, I think showing up is about visibility. Visibility of your business is important. It's challenging, but it's highly, highly important. If you've been in business for a number of months, let's say online coaching, you've probably been told at least once by people that you need to get more visible, you need to show up more online. You've probably had this. But what does that really mean to be more visible in your business, and how can you do that in a way that works for you? What being visible in your business really means is that when we start a business, it's really easy to think that all we need to do is declare our business to our family and our friends, create a website, announce that you're online coaching, and just wait for leads to just come in. But it doesn't work this way. Even though a website might be super important and attracting and converting clients and a nice landing page and things like that, a website alone, especially at the beginning, can't do all the heavy lifting and bring clients your way. That's why you need to be more visible to proactively get in front of a larger audience so you can connect with more clients and grow your business. Being visible allows you to attract more people, for sure. And Instagram is a great way to do this. And this is why I'm on so many platforms. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, this podcast. They all contribute to me being visible in multiple ways. But I've built this over time. It's no secret that the coaches out there who put themselves out on social media attract bigger audiences. They show up consistently, get known for something specifically, and build an audience over time, which attracts and brings more people to their page, and that's how they sign up more clients. That's why being visible is so important. It can help you grow your business much, much faster. And if you are able to be visible, what it can do for your business is phenomenal, because that consistency of showing up helps you get greater exposure to a larger audience, builds your brand awareness so that people know who you are and how you can help, establishes your credibility and your expertise. People start to see you as somebody that can help them, allows you to reach and sign more ideal clients that are of your specific kind of ethos and target market, and allows you to connect to opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise. The more you show up, the more opportunities come your way. The truth is, people won't know you exist unless you put yourself out there. And it's not always easy. Like, I started off this podcast telling you that I've been overwhelmed, I'm working lots, but I'm still showing up. I know this is critical to the success of my business. And your ideal clients, the ones who truly you want to serve, are just waiting for you to show up and give them the message that they need to hear. So being visible on your business is critical, but it is challenging. And there are so many ways why it's challenging. And I completely appreciate it, having built my business from scratch and also coaching and mentoring lots of other business clients who are trying to build theirs too. You know, if you are new to entrepreneurship, like, what's new is often super uncomfortable. If you're not used to being the face and voice of your business, selling or marketing yourself and your services, it can feel very awkward at first. Like talking stories, something that I help all of my clients with. They don't feel comfortable speaking in front of the camera, and I totally get it because they're brand new to it. You know, it's challenging when you are stepping into a new identity. So if you're moving from one job into online coaching, all of a sudden you're now a coach, there's a new identity as opposed to an employee of somebody else. You're running your own business. This new identity can naturally bring up this imposter syndrome, and that makes it really hard to show up because you're worried what other people think and what people are saying or how they might be judging you. It's challenging to show up when you may have had past traumas or wounds around being seen or heard, and I think this comes back to you getting a little bit deeper and understanding who you are as an individual. You know, we can't escape the effects of trauma or past experiences, even when it comes to our business. You know, these fears can show up as you step into the spotlight and can hinder you from making progress if you allow them to control you. And yes, I have experienced this with lots of business clients as well. You know, their fear of being on camera or showing up comes from past experiences. It could be that you are naturally an introvert, or you're a highly sensitive person too. So if you are an introvert, you may not be super comfortable with being in front of the camera. And if you're highly a sensitive person, your nervous system may be easily overwhelmed with all of the stimuli that is presented when it comes to being visible online. So I get all of these things. And like I said earlier, like many of these things I'm coaching my clients through and helping them so that they become more visible online. Getting visible often requires doing that deeper work. So when people are struggling with visibility, they want to know what to say or how to say it. While your messages are important, part of connecting with your audience is like, it's not just about what you say, but how you say it. And I think the first and most important part of addressing how you are visible is addressing your thoughts, your feelings, and your experiences around being visible in the first place. Many of us have some trauma or wound around being seen or heard that often will come from childhood. You know, how did you experience being seen or heard as a child? You know, were you ever shut down, ignored, or told to be quiet and not to speak? You know, how do people react when you were the quote-unquote real you? We develop these coping mechanisms based on our childhood experiences. So in cases like I've just mentioned, we did what we needed to survive. And that could mean shutting down when we wanted to speak up or acting in a certain way to please others, not necessarily in a way that reflected our authentic selves as well. And so when we don't do the inner work to address this, we grow into adults who carry around these experiences like baggage, and it holds us back from getting visible and showing up online. I've had some very deep and meaningful conversations with lots of my business mentor clients, and quite often the calls can be quite challenging because we really have to get into the nitty-gritty of why they're finding something so hard. Like if I'm setting them a task and saying, this is how you need to show up because this is your niche, this is your ethos, this is your power, actually getting up in front of the camera and sharing that can be incredibly crippling for them. So even if we want to be our authentic selves, to share our work, to speak up, we might still feel challenged in actually doing it. And this is an indicator that there's deeper things at play and some deeper work that needs to be done. And that something deeper can be uncovered and addressed through some inner work. So mindset work of really examining your thoughts and beliefs around being seen and showing up in your business. And it can be like semantic work and tapping into your feelings and bodily senses that come up when it's time to get visible. I think that's really important. Awareness of your mind and also the physical functions around how you feel anxiety-wise. And when you're willing to do this deeper work, you can unlock the key to understanding and supporting yourself so you can show up more powerfully in your business and everywhere else. And it's about creating a strategy so that you can get visible. And for me as a mentor to these business clients, it's something I cannot force. I have to really work at it with them. It's not like from my teacher days, not that I did this as a teacher, but I can't just say like, just show up and do it. Like, just get this task done. Or when I see that they're finding it hard, we have to go deeper and really work into why they're finding it so difficult. And when you do this deeper work around being visible and showing up, it makes all aspects of showing up in your business far easier. You know, you're able to go live on social media without sweating or second guessing yourself. You can show up to meetings, events, confidently speak on your story about your business, your clients. You can even have more powerful, authentic, like client calls with prospective clients, you know, because you feel that inner confidence of being visible and sharing who you are and what your business has to offer. And I think you can experience greater sense of ease and confidence when getting visible in all aspects of your business too. And when it comes to developing a strategy for this and the plan for your visibility, I think it's really getting to the nitty-gritty of kind of where you are, how you show up currently, where you'd like to go, and then kind of building those milestones and those small manageable tasks. Because when you do that inner work, along with creating a visible strategy for yourself and a sustainable plan that you can stick to, you're setting yourself up for much greater success. So if you are struggling with this and really finding it difficult to get visible with your business, I really think the key is to be able to manage your mindset first and really assess where you're at, and then create a strategy that works for you. And if you're still finding this challenging, you know, there might be something much deeper at play, And I think, you know, if you're really struggling, like, and you feel like this is you, then just drop me a DM. Like, I will give you some tips. I will, you know, send you my Business with Bex ebook for you to read and assess, and you could book in a consult call with me. I'm more than happy to schedule in the time for these, and I have the time now, and I'm more than happy to help. However, doing all of this will build your business for sure. And I think it starts with showing up for yourself. And I think if you can show up for yourself first, then you'll be able to think about how to be more visible with your own business. So the final few tips that I'd like to give you are that when you are showing up online for your business specifically, you need to be showing up for yourself first. And that starts with getting clear on your own personal goals, committing to your passions, acknowledging and honoring your feelings, like it's okay. Take action towards your goals moving forward. And that means mapping out that strategy and that timeline. Don't let yourself get burnt out. That's a big one, because if you're feeling massively overwhelmed, like I've been feeling, if you let yourself get burnt out, you won't be showing up for yourself, nor be able to be visible for your business. Try and keep those negative thoughts in check. Again, comes back to that self-awareness. And practice more self-care too, consistently. So I'm not just talking about like having a bubble bath once in a while, but actually planning in time to look after yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think that's really what I wanted to discuss today. It's a bit deep, but I think it's something that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and I think will be very helpful to people. But if you are in a similar kind of situation to me and you want to ask yourself a couple of questions, I would start with these. Are you honoring your needs today? It's something I really had to ask myself when I was pushing through, showing up regardless, feeling a little bit burnt out. Am I showing up for myself mentally and physically? Like, Bex, are you really doing what you need to do for yourself first? And then the second question is, are you struggling with motivation and self-commitment in terms of showing up? And it's, you know, we all do. We all struggle with showing up, even when you aren't motivated. But what creates that commitment is you showing up regardless and creating that habit. So definitely go and read Atomic Habits by James Clear. Best book out there for kind of building those sustainable habits. And I would really like to know what you guys thought of this episode, and would like to know how you are showing up for yourself today. So drop me a DM or post this podcast episode to your story and tag me. I would love to know what you guys thought, how you're feeling towards this. This episode was all about showing up. And in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing the full rundown of how these podcast episodes are going to be shared moving forward. The changes that will be occurring, how you can contact me to send through questions for my special guests. I'm going to be sharing with you the benefits of having both this audio version, but also a video version, which is going to be shared on YouTube. And hopefully you guys will stay tuned for more of these to come. But for now, I'm going to leave this one here. Let me know what you thought, and I will chat to you in the next one in 2 weeks' time. And then at the end of July, heading into August, we go live with the new podcast platform, Walk with Bex Plus. Special guest. See you in the next one, guys. Bye for now.